I'd like to just work through some conflict, a beef that I had. For those of you who saw the flyer that went around about this event, it seemed like there was a list of people all with honorary titles describing their positions. And when it came to my name, it said Aaron Feldman, psychologist, funny man. I had nothing to do with that. Nothing whatsoever. Actually, I found out about it after the brochure, after the flyer had already been put out, and got it in an email, and then saw Rabbi Pollack shortly thereafter, and of course went directly up and said, Rabbi Pollack, what were you thinking? I mean, what is that? Funny man. What are people going to think? I mean, this could be some nice exposure for me. Now you're going to say funny man? How could you do that? And I was going ballistic, and those of you who know Rabbi Pollack know he just stood there with his hands behind his back, smiling, shaking side to side. I know. The story I give is 2 years ago. It was the night before Rosh Hashanah. It was the night before Rosh Hashanah, and in my house that was a particularly crazy and hectic era of Rosh Hashanah. So it was the night before Rosh Hashanah, the house is a mess, there's cooking going on, my wife and one of my daughters is trying to get out this mailing, and I'm downstairs seeing clients, and I'm thinking it's getting close to 10 o'clock at night as I'm wrapping up with my last client, and I'm thinking, okay, what I'm going to do, the last night of the year, I'm going to run in Beth Jacob. They have a late evening service at 9:45. The last night of the year before Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to try and pray with a minyan. I want to go to synagogue. I'm going to run out. I'd like to do that. So I figured that's important, and then I said, but I know, look, tomorrow morning, for those of you know, chakras, morning services, the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah, are much earlier because there are extra prayers that we say. So my alarm was going to go off at 5:15, 5:30, whatever time it was. And so I said, but after that Meyer service, after that evening service, I better run home and get to sleep because I want to have a very spiritually focused New Year, very spiritually focused Rosh Hashanah. And as I'm leaving Beth Jacob, I say, wait a minute. Part of having a spiritually focused Rosh Hashanah is also connecting with my spouse. I wasn't that sure with all that was going on if I remembered who she was, right? But it was so busy. I said, wait a minute, I'm not just going to go to sleep. So what can I do? What can I do tonight before I go to sleep that would be an expression of my love, that would be something meaningful to her? So what did I think? I'm thinking, okay, she's cooking, she's got this. You know what I do? When I walk in the house, instead of just going up and saying, oh, I'm so tired, I better go to sleep, I got to get up so early, what I'm going to do is clean out the fridge. I'm going to take everything that's been in there from that week, from Shabbos, I'm going to clean it out, I'm going to get it all, I'm going to get it in there, I'm going to put it away so that when the stuff comes out of the oven and she needs to put it away and she wants to go to sleep, the refrigerator will be totally clear and open. That would be a really big help. And then I said, you moron. Now, I didn't call her that. I said it to myself. And I said, that's what you would like. What would she like? So I call her up and I say, Devorah, I feel like it's Erev Hashanah. I feel like it's been so rushed. We haven't spent any time. Would you like to go to Brewster's? And she says to me, oh my gosh, that is so sweet. I pull up in front of the house. She's outside. She gets in the car. She goes, that was so nice. I pull up to Brewster's. I say, what do you want? She goes, I don't want any ice cream. These are how these things turn out. Then, of course, I get mad at her. I go, what do you mean you don't want any ice cream? I'm taking you out for ice cream. She goes, oh, I thought that because of everything that's going on, you must not have eaten dinner and you were hungry, and so you were going to grab some ice cream, and I thought it was so nice that you were asking me to go with you. I said, I can't eat ice cream. As I ran out to go to Myriv, I tasted the meat you're making for Yontif. I'm fleishig. You better get some ice cream. I think I'm getting a little off point. However, the key was that expression. The next day when I was at work, I got out of a session, there was a message, and my wife said, Theron, that was so sweet that you thought of me and that you spent that time. And she really appreciated it. And what's powerful is because my love language obviously must be acts of service. Hers, one of them, is quality time. And let me show you how powerful that is, because let's say the situation was reversed. If I was sitting there doing paperwork, trying to get out, having things that I was cooking, doing this, and all this was going on, and she came in from somewhere, and I'm telling you this, this part is not an exaggeration, and she comes in and she says, hey, Aaron, she goes, I feel like we haven't been connecting or spending time. Would you like to go to Brewster's? I'd do this. Are you out of your freaking mind? Do you not see what I'm dealing with? I've got this here, I've got this, and you want to go to Brewster's? Would you pay attention?